What's up, y'all? It is Mike Pierce of iWatchMike.com. It is time for another recap show. As you heard the tunes, Sleepy Hollow. And alongside of me, I have my Sleepy Hollow fan as well, Amy McCracken from the VRO.com. What's up, Miss Amy?
Hello, Internet. Hi, Mike.
Hello. Now, this episode we're going to be talking about, it was called Whispers in the Dark, and it actually aired last Thursday. I was supposed to have done this recap show because you were out of town.
I was out of town.
But I figured, I got this drunk text, people. And Amy was at the last Vampire Diaries Originals Icon show over the weekend, and I get this drunk text going, I don't want you to do Sleepy Hollow without me.
It's true.
Right. And then he's...
And the only reason I was crying is because the night before, I texted Mike a photo, and he said, I hate you.
Yes, because the girls out there, audience, were, if you're a fan of the Vampire Diaries or the Originals, they got to meet and take pictures with Joseph Morgan, a.k.a. Klaus Mikkelsen, which I was I'm a little pissed off because he's one of the main reasons why I watch the show, because he's just badass.
It's
all right.
I still love you.
So that's why we're here now. That's why we're doing the show. It is Tuesday night, October 13th. Just a matter of days, like 15, 16 days till Halloween. So excited. And so we figured we'd get together and do this recap show, and here we are, Sleepy Hollow. Starting off the bat, people, and Amy, we got to let us know, what did you think, scale of 1 to 10 of this episode?
Yeah.
Come on, give me a number,
I really have to give you a number?
Give me a number, and this is what I want you to do. I do not want you, because audience... She does this all the time. She'll be like, I'll give it a 7. And then when we're off the show, she'll be like, dude, I gave this piece of shit like a 3. So I need to know, truthfully.
I'm going to go in the middle. I'm going to give it a 5.
Wow. Interesting. See, I would have given this a 7. It wasn't terrible, but I could see why you give it a 5. Because you're a little bit more moody than I am when it comes
to.
That
is true.
And so, yeah. Okay. So we both agree that. Well, no, you really, it's obvious. When I hear 5, I'm hearing, I was on my phone, I really wasn't paying attention.
I was paying attention.
So you paid attention. I mean, it had your attention. Normally, you give a low score when you're on your cell phone and you're not paying attention. So you're actually paying attention. So what was it about this episode that didn't do it for you?
I don't know, it just doesn't seem, over the weekend, I was talking to Keisha, one of our hosts at Variety Ready Online, and we were talking about the Horsemen, and it still bothers me that Pandora has the Horsemen locked in a box and how easy it was to lock the Horsemen in a box. That just bothers the shit out of me.
Yeah, and it is called Sleepy Hollow, and when I think of Sleepy Hollow, you gotta have the Horsemen running
exactly.
around. It's not the same. And speaking of this witch, Pandora... there's a couple of things that bother me too. Okay. One, it's definitely this, I don't know if I like the witch yet. And I like the actress that plays her.
Okay? Yeah. I love the actress. I mean, she was in Moonlight. She was in The Knight's Tale. Love the actress.
I like her. She's hot. I like her. It's just something about her as the witch, or it's the witch. I can't put my finger on it. It's just hard to believe. I don't know. It's like the witch is just popping up everywhere and like, hello, see you later. And I'm like, what are you doing? I don't know about that, and I think that's what's bothering me is. But you know what? Another thing that's bothering me is like last season was incredible. Okay.
Yeah.
And this episode, I'm not feeling like you can't. I don't know.
It feels like they're not throwing it at us.
I don't know.
It feels like it's just dragging right now.
Yeah, I don't know. And maybe it's just a slow start. Sleepy Hollow fans, if you're out there and y'all know something, because I don't read any of the spoilers or what's to come. I know, Amy, you do when you want to know specific things. Have you done any research to, like...
Nothing.
No surprises.
Nothing.
Yeah, see, so I haven't looked either. But it does feel like it's just like a very, very slow start. Like, it's either going to suck this season or they're really going to wow us in the next couple of episodes. But still...
I'm praying for a wow.
All right, so I have a little notes here that I'm going to share with the Sleepy Hollow fans and you. I got a question to ask you. Is it just me, Amy, or do you think that Crane and Abby are going to do the do?
No, Mike. It's just you still.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't think they're going to do it?
No.
I'm telling you, man. Crane's getting some feelings.
I think she's got feelings for the new captain.
Well, they had some history. It's obvious.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't know if Crane is just being...
Oh, well, it's not the new captain. It's the...
Well, her
the FBI captain.
They used to work together. I mean, yeah, used to be at the academy together. Reynolds.
Yeah.
But still, this is a different kind of thing. This isn't like Crane. I feel like Crane's got some feelings for her.
No.
I think so. They spent a lot of time together. They went through a lot of stuff. A lot of hugging. And I've got your back. And picked her over the wife.
I think it's going to be Betty Ross.
Well, I mean, they had a thing also, which was good to see Betty Ross, a.k.a. Nikki Reed, because she's hot. And I'm glad we got to see more of her. And
I got a feeling when she comes out, you know, she's stuck in the box.
Is she?
I don't know. Is she?
I don't know. I didn't even think about that.
She probably is.
And I wonder if she'll get... I mean, they've got Nikki Reed in it. It's got to be a reason. She's not going to be doing, like, flashbacks. She's got to come to the... See, that would be dope if she came to our time. Because it seems like she doesn't take shit.
Yeah, I think she's gonna show up. She's gonna show up in our time.
What did you think about this whispering wraith thing?
It was kind of cool.
You liked it?
Yeah, I liked the whole, you know, you say its name.
You like that part? If I had to like pick something I didn't like about the wraith, that was it. Like, it's like the last 15 minutes, all hell's breaking loose. It's like, wait a second, you say its original name, and it's powerless. I was like, really? Really?
Yeah, it's kind of like, you know, the one that shouldn't be named from Harry Potter.
I didn't feel that.
Do you think about Corbin's son coming back?
Honestly, I think Joe's a little bitch.
You think so?
I think so. And you know what's annoying about, and it's cool to have him because, I mean, it's cool to add something to the show. But, he was just getting on my nerves this episode by like, hey, are you going to tell me, Jenny? No. You going to tell me? You going to tell me? And then it's like, and then when he was kidnapped and he's to a tree, you going to tell me? And then at the end, when I thought it was all done, Joe's getting a beer. So I was handcuffed and kidnapped in a tree. I think I deserve to be told. It's like, dude.
Do you think he's working for the dark side?
I don't know. He's just annoying already. So even if he does join the team, to me, he's just a liability. That's how I look at it.
Yeah.
But I don't know if he's what do you think he's working for somebody?
Yeah, I kind of got a feeling that he was the one looking for whatever that rock was.
Oh, you think that he's the one that went to Jenny's house and turned it all up?
Yeah, like he's working with people.
I mean, it could be. I mean, you know, I never thought about it. I just thought.
Well, who do you like better? Do you like Corbin's son or do you like Holly?
Oh, heck, hands down Holly. You know, he's not a baby.
Okay, let's bring Holly back.
I know you want Holly back.
I definitely want Holly back.
Most women and some men want Holly back. I'd rather have Holly than this guy. But you know what? I mean, let's see. He was just annoying this episode. I'm hoping that because so far he's nothing like his father.
Like with the first 5 minutes of episode one, pilot.
Hey, you know, his dad had a, you know, his dad was a G. It's obvious that his dad is kind of like Sam and Dean's dad.
Yeah.
You know, they have history and he knows. I mean, there's a lot of crap in Sleepy Hollow that his dad knew. So I don't know if he's going to. Now you got me thinking now you got me thinking. I'm wondering if he was the one that turned up the house. But no, they showed the guy with the cane and the little staff. He was outside in the bushes.
Yeah, but what if they were working together?
I don't know. I don't think Joe. I don't think Joe would turn on the sisters like that.
I don't think so.
No, I don't think so. But, you know, you could be right, or you're most likely wrong. let's see what else. I did have in my notes that Abby was annoying me. I don't know what it is about her either. I don't know if it's because now that she's like, I'm setting up things. I want to be an agent. I don't know.
I think it's because she's an FBI agent.
You think that's what it is?
Yeah.
Well, see, I thought that too, and then I thought, okay, and then when she explained to Crane about her and her, you know, finding her real dad, then maybe that explained the moodiness. But even with Reynolds, even she'll smile and he walks off and then she's got that ugly face on her. I don't know what Abby's deal is. I'm not liking her so far in the season.
Hmm.
And I don't know if it's the FBI. And because I'm a big fan of Abby.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan. But this season, I don't know what it is. She's hiding something or what. But it seems like everybody's trying to get close to her and she's like pushing. I don't know. I don't know what's going on with her. But it's annoying. Oh, also, I got a question to ask you. Remember when she was in the house? And she lifted up the boards and found those papers, right?
Yes.
And then Reynolds walked in. Wasn't she at the house by herself? And what the hell was Reynolds all of a sudden just popped up like magic? And then he was like, okay, cool. All right, well, I'll see you later. And he just left.
Well, I mean, he could have just shown up.
You think that was fishy?
No, I mean, he was just checking out the case.
Okay. Because I don't know if I trust Reynolds either.
So I don't trust anybody but Abby and Crane.
That's true. Everybody's like, yeah, you just never know. Or like, are they magically?
Like, I don't even trust Jenny.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
See, now when it comes to Jenny, do you think we're going to see a separate story with Jenny and Joe? Do you think that the show's going to split in half? Because it seems like Jenny's, while this time was going on, she's earned some stripes. She's like the new Holly.
Let's not go that far.
Well, she is. I mean, Holly isn't there, and she is making deals and finding things.
Mike, let's not go that far. She's good. She's good.
She's like Indiana Jones.
No.
Okay.
You just stop right there. Okay. She's okay.
I know no one can compare to Holly.
I do think we'll get
her
and Joe storyline where they're fighting their own demons.
I think so. I agree. And I bet you one thing. I bet you one thing that you and I can agree on. I bet you if Jenny took off her shirt, she would look hotter than Holly with his shirt off.
Come on. Don't think so.
Give it to me. Yeah, so
I don't think so.
I don't know how that's going to be. I was kind of watching that. I was like, because at the end, when Joe's like, tell me, I want to be a part of this. And she's like, you want to help me find it and track down the magical lava rock? And I was like, okay, now we're going to see. I don't know. Now we're going to see Crane's going to be dealing with his crap. And then you got Jenny and Joe doing their thing. And then you got Abby playing the fence of Crane. And she's going to be solving cases with the FBI. I don't know. It just seems like a lot of crap.
There is a lot of stuff going on.
So I don't know. And now we got Abby finding the dad, her real father.
Yeah.
Once Jenny finds out, she's going to want to just walk up to the dude. So it just seems like there's more drama. Like, I want supernatural stuff. You know, I want season one and two stuff.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's obvious the witch is growing something in her backyard. She's got this big tree. What do you think that is?
You know, I used to know the story of Pandora.
Uh-huh.
And if I'm not mistaken, there's a tree, like a rose bush type thing.
So what she's doing is from the original story, you believe?
I believe so, but I could be wrong. I could Google it and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Or go back and read my books. But if I'm not mistaken, there's some kind of bush.
Yeah, I got to have to look that up because all I know is about Pandora's box. And it's obvious that she's collecting fear and she's growing something and that tree's getting bigger. Now it's getting into the sun and something's – I don't know if something's in it or if it's going to be – I can't put my finger on it.
Yeah.
But it's going to be interesting because this witch, she's got creatures and stuff to take on everybody. So,
it's going to be interesting to see. I'm really hoping that they give us what we want. That's what I'm hoping. Like they throw in some action-packed shit. Because
yeah.
Right now it's not been our season one or our season two.
Yeah, I don't know. I got my fingers crossed. I've got my fingers because it definitely feels different than the other two, especially last season's. Last season was just – you just got slammed every single moment.
Yeah.
All right. I think I'm done.
You know, I am too. Oh, real quick. I did try to go find the set of Sleepy Hollow, seeing I was in Atlanta.
And was it a mission complete or incomplete?
No.
Well, then why are you bringing that up?
Because I plan on kidnapping you, your wife, and the baby, taking you to Atlanta so we can do the originals and the Sleepy Hollow so you don't hate me anymore.
That would be cool. I guess we'll have to see what happens. I do have some shout-outs, though. I forgot these shout-outs the last time we did the recap show. These people actually retweeted and favored our first recap show. I got to give a shout out to Dawn Julianne 1. Of course, the Sleepy Addicts. If you are a fan of Sleepy Hollow, make sure you check out Sleepy Addicts. Clement _ Regina. At Jenny Fly. At Lions _ Empire. Next one is S Hollow Source. Shout outs to Abbott. Bebs 28. This one's Angela Goov. I hope I said that right. Arquin 452 at Crazy R. I'm sorry, at Crazy 4RK. And I think you know this person at Twilight Chick 45.
Yeah.
Sweet. Those are the shout outs. So continue favoriting, retweeting all that stuff. As you can see, me and Amy are just fans of the show of Sleepy Hollow. The next episode airs this Thursday night, and we will try to get that. We'll try to get that recorded. On Friday, right?
Yeah, I'd really like to hear everybody else's thought on this episode, because right now I feel like, you know, Mike and I were like, "Yep, it was okay. Thanks for listening." Yeah, but let us hear your thoughts.
Yes, let us know. Maybe we're smoking crack, or maybe we're right. I don't know. I
have faith. Maybe we fell asleep.
I didn't fall asleep. I just need something.
I did, because Mike was like, "Hey, haven't watched Sleepy Hollow yet." I was like, "It's okay. I still have like 10 minutes left." I fell asleep in the middle of it.
Oh, nice. No wonder. That's probably what it is. As soon as you hang up the phone, you're probably going to be like, "Mike, I only watched like half of it. I just kind of went
along
with you."
No, I watched all of it. I went back and finished it.
Jesus Christ. All right, so I think we're done. People, don't forget to check out our new homes for our recap shows. My channel is audioboom.com. /channel/iWatchMike. You can go there and check out all my recap shows. And Amy's is audioboom.com/channel/Variety Radio Online. Everything is there to everything. Amy's blog, thevro.com, Variety Radio Online on everything.
Yes.
And on Twitter is at thevro, correct?
Yes.
And Amy, do you want to give out your personal stuff or no?
Yeah, it's Amy VRO or Instagram. That's Twitter, Amy VRO. Instagram is Amy McCracken.
Sweetness. And check out my blog, iWatchMike.com. And you can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, at Mike the Movie Guy. And you can like my page, my Facebook page, iWatchMike. Variety Radio Online is their Facebook page. And that is pretty much it. We will be back this Friday to recap another show of Sleepy Hollow. So once again, thanks for all the retweets, shares, favorites, all that good stuff. And shout outs to the Sleepy Addicts. Amy, say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.